Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and I have the watch for the next hour. As usual, Dad is with me. I get to call him Dad, but everybody else gets to call him Bud, just to make that clear. We've been saying that every week for 5 months now, but I got an email. I just want to make sure you're my dad. Everybody else gets to call you Bud because that's what you go by, you know. Not your real first name, but Bud. We'll go with that. Aileen is out with our Boy Scout troop and her pack this morning doing scouting for food. They put the little flyers on the door handles, and then next week we go back and, you know, you can put a bag of food or whatnot out in front. So they're out doing that this morning. She just sent me a text saying that they're all frozen and they all want to go get something to eat this morning. So, and then of course, Frank Rose is down on the end down there. I get to stare at his Korean War veteran hat for the next hour. So how are you doing this morning, Frank?
Very, very nice. Thank you.
And you've been busy, busy already this morning.
Yes, I was over at a CVAC meeting, and it's still in progress. I had a bug out there, so I can get over here.
Well, thank you very much, and I know what we were doing over there. So real quick, we have some a few guests that are this morning, but I want to do the Spotlight of Veteran real quick and move on from that before we get over to you guys. So this morning, the Spotlight of Veteran is brought to you by Fratelli's Pizza over at 1774 California Street. The phone number over there is 244-4121, and that is where the old Angelo's Pizza used to be. And everybody in town knows where Angelo's used to be, so we're going to have to start switching that in our brain and start saying Fratelli's Pizza. But you can't tell how long someone has been around if they say Central Valley and not just Lake City, right? Everybody's laughing in here, but it's true. And then now I guess the other one will be Angelo's Pizza compared to Fratelli's Pizza. So that'll be another little gauge we'll all have in our back. Like, you haven't been here long enough to know me. So this morning, well, last week we talked about George Washington, founding father, considered first real veteran. You know, I'm sure there were other guys that were, you know, veterans in there during the war and all. But we all know what he did. So this morning, I wanted to give a little bit back to my Marines, who is considered the first Marine, or the founder of the Marine Corps is Samuel Nichols, the first officer commissioned as the captain of the Marines to the United States Continental Marines, and by tradition is considered the first commandant of the Marine Corps. So I looked all that up last night, and I got a bunch of other stuff here about him, but I vaguely remember Sergeant Jannetty, and we were having, you know, we were talking about all of that. You know, we had a lot of downtime to do that, but Sergeant Jannetty and I were both like history buffs, so we always bounced a lot of history back off, you know, with each other. But Officer Nichols, which I believe he was a major, if I remember when I read that right. So Major Nichols was born in Philadelphia and was educated at the College of Philadelphia, which is now the University of Philadelphia. So that's a big deal. And for Dad and I, he was a Freemason of the Masonic Lodge that met at Toon Tavern. It's kind of an important little spot there to meet, you know, with the Marines, all of the Marines out there. Yeah, yeah, you know. So by now, well, it's a little fuzzy because he was a major, but they call him captain. So I'm not sure how all that worked, but as soon after he received his commission, he established a recruiting headquarters at Toon Tavern. And then the Marine Corps birthday, of course, is November 10th, 1775 at Toon Tavern. So it all just is a big old circle right there. And all. I just thought that was kind of neat that the Masonic Lodge, Dad, was the tavern as well. So there's a lot of connections right there with that, but that's a big deal. And so all my Marines out there, you know, maybe we'll do this again on around November 10th or Veterans Day at that time, you know. So either that, or we'll do Bastalone, because a lot of the guys know him, especially if you've been on Camp Pendleton, the road that goes north and south from on base there is Bassalone Drive, whatever it's called. It's long if you ever have to hump down that or run down that road. So there's our veteran spotlight of the day, and that's brought to you by Fratelli's Pizza over where the old Angelo's Pizza was. And it's good stuff, too. I'm pointing at everybody in the room. It's good stuff. It's all handmade. Good stuff. So now we're going to jump over to our two of our guests real quick before we take our first break, and then we won't get too deep into what we're talking about. We'll just do introductions real quick, guys, and all. So first, Carl Turner, artist extraordinaire. And now I'm noticing what shirt you have on. You have your Vietnam Memorial shirt on that's out there at the Veterans Cemetery. And you are the artist that conceived and put together that the Veterans Memorial out there.
Yes, sir.
How tall is that?
With the base, it's about 9 foot tall.
9 feet, okay. And it just seems so much more monolithic, I guess you can say. You know, it in its essence, it's bigger than, you know, what you built. But the way you did it, it just feels like it's... It feels like it should be on the mall in D.C. is what, you know, the way I say that, you know, but a bigger one that's like 35 foot tall, you know, and you can see when you're coming in Ronald Reagan Airport right there or something. But I'm sure there's a long list of people that want to put things over there. But my vote goes your Vietnam Memorial one on top of that. Our other guest this morning is Jim Nobley. And we'll get into the luncheon and stuff and give you time to talk about all of that. But,
good morning.
Well, and thank you guys for coming out this morning. It is a little wet. It's a little slippery. And, you know, that usually brings out some crazy drivers. Dad and I drive a big truck and just turn in the corner right here. We had a crazy driver. We made it all the way here. And the first crazy driver was right here in front of the studio. So, and we had another guest lined up.
Yes, that was Fred Salante, Missing America Project, but I'll fill in for him and tell you about him.
And the Missing in America Project is a big, big deal. So we'll definitely give you time and talk about all of that. So I want to just kind of focus on the artwork real quick, if you don't mind, Carl. Mm-hmm. You also are the artist responsible for the Air Force memorial out there as well. And we were talking a little bit off air how you came up with that. And you are a you blow glass and on. You're talking about the rebar and how you bent it and all that. Give us a little bit of background on that one, and then in a little while I want to come back to the Vietnam Memorial and how you came up with that idea too.
Well, the Air Force one took a lot of research, and the sculpture itself emphasizes a contrail from an aircraft going around the world and up into space, the great unknown frontier that we still have.
Yeah.
And the talons of the predator are covering the United States. That's their primary objective, is protecting the United States. So it all seemed to come together. You know,
yes.
Once we... I got enough information to make an intelligent design.
But even something as simple as having it where those four talons are over America, that's an artistic eye to know that's where it's supposed to be. That's protecting us, you know.
Yes.
And your eye to see that. And in the globe itself, you know, we were talking about it being painted and how that will hold up here in, you know, in our area over a few summers. A few summers, I think's going to be, you could cook an egg on that, you know, in a little, you know, this summer. But also, how will it hold up over, like we had a snowstorm? How is it going to hold up over that? That'll be interesting in the next couple of years, the paintwork that they put on it and all, so.
Well, it's the extremes of weather that we have.
Yes, yes.
Like the snow we just had, and this summer, we know what to expect.
Yes, and then hopefully all we have is heat from the sun, not heat from you know, combustible stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to Manning the Watch in just a couple minutes. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and thank you for coming back. Thank you very much, Jared. You always make my morning, every Saturday morning. Nothing but good music. So we were talking with Carl Turner, and we were talking about the Air Force monument that you did out there. We were just talking off air about the Vietnam Veterans one. And I have said, and I just met you this morning, so I'd never, you know, I may have met you in passing, but I didn't know that you did that. But my thought on that, the Vietnam Veterans one is, it should be in D.C. I mean, we need it here too, but you know, it's that profound. It is, it's amazing and all. We were just talking about your original thought on that was to be about 20 feet tall.
Yes.
So you wanted your guys to be the silhouettes on there to be 6-7 feet tall?
Minimum 7 feet tall.
7 feet.
Because my vision is all of us soldiers are bigger than life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's three of you in this room right now.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, absolutely. So you said that you were asked on the Marine Corps one, the USMC one. Sounds like they may be going in a different direction on that. But what about the Navy? If we had anybody offer up anything on the Navy or anything? I'm saying that because I was in the Navy.
The Vietnam Monument got me involved in the Veterans Cemetery. And I'm a big supporter of the arts. every time I'm with any group of vets, I always talk to them about doing a monument, a memorial to their branch of the service. But it's, as I found out, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and there's a lot of funds that go along with that.
I started working on the Vietnam sculpture in 2009.
And when did it get placed out there?
2016.
So we're talking 7-8-ish years.
Yes, beg for money.
Yes.
And yes, I got grants from the Community Foundation. A number of organizations put in money to it, but most all of it was a dollar here, a dollar there.
Well, I know I put, a couple bucks in here and there at the different things as I was, moving around the community then. Not that, every branch, does eventually need to be represented out there, and I don't want to put more on your plate, but as a community, we should have all of the branches, the Coasties and, all the major ones.
And it's getting someone to make a commitment.
Yes.
And to do the work. And with the Vietnam one, there were two of us. There was myself and a retired Navy veteran. And he's the one that got me started with the whole project. And then, unfortunately, he passed. And then it was me doing it. Again, it's a lot of hard work.
Yes.
It takes over your life. And it's not always easy finding another veteran that's our age, as
passionate about it as well. The passion has to be there because this isn't a 9-to-5 job. We're not punching a time card, coming in and go. This means going to different meetings and different groups. Just like me trying to get funding for the show, Dad and Frank and all, we all are trying to get funding just for this show. There's a lot of work involved in that. And that's just to pay the bill for the airtime to Mr. Bott and all. I've run a nonprofit and I understand the having to go find those grants, having to write those grants and then go beyond that. At least here we have the Marine Corps League, which is huge, in our community. I don't know how big. I've never been approached on a Navy group or anything in the community, but I don't think, or Frank may know, but I don't think there's one that actually exists out there. But maybe what the beginning stages of it would be is just, like you said, the concept. Setting down and on and just the concept. If the Marine Corps guys kind of have a concept, that may come back to you at some point, or maybe, whatever they're doing, but at least that there's a concept that it's on a piece of paper that we can go to somebody or some bodies and say, hey, this is the Air Force has one out there next to the Vietnam, the Marine, one. What about us Navy guys? The Navy one would be difficult, like your Air Force one, because the Navy has such a big, traditions.
Actually, I have a design for the Navy one.
See everybody
That was an easy one for me to do. And yes, I spent 7+ years in the Army. I spent a hitch in the Navy also.
Oh, okay. What'd you do in the Navy?
Data systems technician.
Oh, okay.
A computer repairman. So not that I know too much about the Navy, but I know enough where I came up with a design I like. The thing that you pointed out, getting a group or an individual even interested in doing this, like with the Marine Corps, whether they use my design or come up with their own, which they have come up with their own, either way, it's wonderful that there's someone there thinking about this and planning it and willing to put effort and energy into it to get something done.
Yes.
And that's my thought with the other branches. And truly, the years I spent in the Army and that's the hardest one for me to come up with a design for.
Oh, for the well,
because there's so much.
You're emotionally attached to it. Like I'm attached to the Navy. It would be hard, other than a giant anchor. You know, it would be. Well,
that's a valid design. Yeah. That's a good design.
But I'm a bad example for that personally because I was in Navy boot camp, corpsman training, and then the rest of my time I spent with the Marine Corps until the end of my career. Now, my wife, who you guys didn't get to meet this morning, she's a Navy corpsman as well. There's a female perspective. She was in the hospitals or clinics most of the time. Her part, neither one of us spent a day on a ship ever other than the ship, quote unquote, in boot camp. And that's it. So,
but you can identify with the symbol.
Yeah, and the symbol to me is important.
And with the Army, I was an infantryman. I can identify with the combat infantryman badge. Yeah.
Marine Corps infantry.
You're in artillery. Infantry wouldn't mean anything to you.
Exactly.
And there's so many different branches within the Army and trying to come up with a design that would make all of them happy.
Because the Rangers want to plug something. Air Cav would want something.
Armored,
yes. So it's different Special Forces. And it's different than your Vietnam one that's on your shirt right now. Because that is representing the war in and of itself, not an individual branch or anything.
Right.
So the imagery that's on there is the imagery that we really have. When you think of Vietnam, you do think of the Hueys, you think of, especially with the rifle overhead, and stuff. So it's a little different than sitting there trying to do the Air Force one. How do you represent the Air Force? They haven't been around, for too terribly long, but aircraft or anything, and I think you did a superb job on that.
Thank you.
I don't know what the Marine Corps is coming up, but I'm going to guess there's an eagle, a globe, and an anchor involved in there somewhere. Just throwing that out there. The Marine in the room shaking his head. It's probably a rifle.
I could tell you, but go on.
So, but then the Navy one to me, I have two big trees that we cut down several years ago, and there's stumps out there, and I've always wanted to get one of those like 6 foot tall anchors and just put it on that stump and wedge it so it's up, so as the people are driving down the road they go, yeah, that guy was in the Navy. Because right now I have a Marine Corps flag flying by the front door because I spent most of my time with that, and that's my image to anybody who thinks they're going to break into that house. That guy in that house knows what he's doing, and you might want to move down the road to the next house, So, plus you'd have to get over a gate and pass a couple dogs and a security system and all that. But, nevertheless, I think that the other branches, we need to at least have that conversation. And I will throw myself out there as the Navy and represent that if nobody else is going to. And
I've had a couple of Navy veterans approached me and say they were interested.
But interested and showing the passion and want to sit down.
But it's more than an interest. Yes. You need
the only thing related out there about the Navy is a Pearl Harbor monument that sits right in front of the office. But that's just a specific time.
It's just like
in a war.
Like Vietnam Memorial one. Pearl Harbor has its own. We know the Arizona. We know what happened. The image there is that. Yeah.
And that monument has the little platelets that are on the ground, and they tell you all the ships that were there at Pearl Harbor. Other than that, there's nothing that you can specifically say about the Navy.
Don't the submariners have a?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Would it be under the ground? Would we be able to see it? Or
no?
Probably see it.
It's above ground. They have a round monument, and they have seats on the side.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break, real quick, and we'll come back to Manning the Watch. We can talk about this all day long, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, from appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, vintagereading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A little D.O. to get the day going. Just a little bit of trivia about Doc. The D.O. is what got me into rock and roll, heavy metal. That was the first heavy metal album I listened to because Dad listened to Stones and Iron Butterfly, that kind of stuff, and on some later Beatles. And then we moved up here, and I found harder music, and then it was on from there. And none of it involved country. Sorry, everybody out there. Not a country person. So... sorry, we took up a lot of time on the art. I could talk to you all day, Carl. I'm going to take you to lunch. We're having lunch one of these days. If no other Navy vet's going to step up out there, I will definitely step up and at least start the conversation and all. But I do want to switch over to Jim, and we have a luncheon to talk about.
We do. I just want to say one thing. I got to meet Carl when this project was in its early stages. They came to the Sons of Italy and made a presentation, and we're proud to say that we were one of the organizations that did help Carl. Minimal, I have to say that, because we don't have a whole lot of money, but yeah, we were one of the first to help him as well. And that's where I got to meet this fine gentleman. So, Thank you for introducing yourself to me.
And we still have an army helmet right there.
We do.
At the
we
bar.
Still have the helmet where we're taking donations for the
monument.
For the
so
monument.
We have a luncheon coming.
We
up.
Do. Yeah, let's get back to the luncheon. We will be serving our Italian pasta lunch, and I'll give you just a little history of how it all began when the Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans became. There was a young lady working at CVAC, I believe, at the time approached us and asked us if we would be interested in serving a lunch for this Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans event. We said, well, sure. What do you want us to do? And so, well, we have a lot of food, hot dogs and things donated. We just need somebody to prep it and serve it. So we gathered up a team and we went over there and we did that. And, well, it's kind of, you know, Italians and hot dogs don't really, unless you're at a ball game, right?
Yeah.
So... We said, okay, we'll do that. And the following year, she came back and said, would you guys do it again? Sure. It was pretty much the same thing. So we got with her one day and decided, you know what? If we're going to be doing this, if you'd like for us to stay on and do this thing, we'd like to kick it up a notch and do a little something with an Italian theme to it. So now we serve a pasta luncheon, and we've been doing that now since the inception of the Welcome Home Vietnam.
And when was that? When was that, Frank? 10 years.
It's been 10 years. This is our 10th anniversary
ten
now.
10 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so our team gets together. We cook up some pasta and our homemade sauce. We go to the vets hall and we serve it up. We have a team of about 10, 12 people that do that. And everybody wants to get on, but we're limited to how many people we can bring with us to do the job,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But we have a lot of folks that want to get on board and do it with us because they're proud of our veterans and want to support the Welcome Home Vietnam.
And when is the luncheon this year?
It'll be Saturday the 28th. Is that right, Frank?
The last Saturday of the month, which is the 30th.
Oh, the 30th.
Oh, the 30th.
This year.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I have this wonderful device right here. I could probably look it up and find out. What would we do without these things?
I don't know.
Holy moly!
We didn't have those in Vietnam, did we? Doggone it.
Well, our I was going to make a joke about our Navy time over here, but yes, the 30th is. And what time is the lunch on the 30th?
Well, I had an email from Eddie McAllister last night. We're going to serve around 1 o'clock, I believe, will be the actual serving time. They want to do the program first this year, switch it up a little bit.
Gotcha. And that's at the vet hall over on Beaver Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Which is a great place. I always like that place, especially now with the different branches, you know, the big circles up on the wall.
Yes,
and
they've
all.
Done a nice job there.
That was an Eagle Scout project, and we're a scout family, so I was happy to do that. We were just talking to our boys on Thursday night. You know, they're all 12 and 13 right now. Our oldest is aging out. He's just finishing his Eagle Scout project, and he's aging out. There's a big gap between him turning 18 and a 13-year-old, so those group of the younger boys were starting to show them. We had Kyle Gardner on a couple months ago about his Eagle Scout project out at the cemetery. So it all kind of, you know, it all kind of goes in a big circle. So when you guys do the lunch, maybe it's a question for you, Frank. What is the program that's going on before that? Is there some kind of a program that's happening?
Yes, there is a program. And that program is up at Igo Cemetery, which would lead into Missing America Project. So let him finish up what he's got there with the food, and I can go.
Okay, good. Okay, we'll do that. So
okay, well, once again, they'll go out to the cemetery.
Yeah.
The group goes out there. Then when they return, we'll do the lunch. But there's a program in the hall as well. So they want to get that out of the way first.
Gotcha, okay.
And then we're going to serve the lunch, which will be pasta and bread and salad. And
no hot dogs?
No hot dogs.
Okay.
No. But what happens is they bring some kids from the school. What school they come in this year?
I think it's mistletoe.
Mistletoe kids come in, and they go through the serving line and bring food to the veterans and the families that are seated out there. So people that maybe are not able to get up and move around as well can still be served. So it's a good thing. We enjoy doing it. We're very proud to be asked year after year to do it. So
do we have a flyer for that, Frank, or anything we can put on?
Not yet. I don't have a flyer. I have to get them from Eddie McAllister.
But
I do want to say one thing that pushed Italian food, because what Jim was saying, they had all this volunteer food, hot dogs and buns, And one of the things that really got Jim upset was you're handing out stuff that was donated, and a lot of it's not fresh. And so you open up the buns, and people were opening up the buns, and they were falling apart. And Jim said, no, yeah. This is not Sons of Italy. This is all food brought in. So Jim says, no, we're not going through that again. It's either going to be Italian or forget it.
Gotcha. No, that was a good call. That was a good call. You. Yeah. We've done, when I was still working, we were doing events. And, we get a lot of stuff donated, and we got hot dogs donated one day. And, we estimated, we needed a couple hundred of them. But somebody went to Costco and got their hot dogs and then cut them in half. The short ways, not the long ways, the short ways. So you put a half the length of a hot dog on a hot dog bun. You have way too much bun than hot dog. It's like, well, thank you for the donation, but it kind of fell flat, there. And also there's a line right there when you're putting your name on something. It's like, no, let's do this.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah. You have to appreciate the fact that people made the time and effort to donate the product. Yeah. But, it didn't represent us and who we are. So
exactly.
We decided to kick it up a notch and say, this is what we're going to do.
So, Frank, how does all this tie into Missing in America then?
Well, Fred Salante goes out with the unclaimed remains that he has accumulated from the different mortuaries. And the little story of this is that Fred started by going to the mortuaries and finding out what veterans that were there. Well, any veteran that was not claimed, they have to hold them, even if it's 100 years. They're not allowed to just dispose of them at all. So he found this out, and he said, that's terrible. So what he did was, he got the legal rights to claim these vets' remains. Then he did some research, even though the mortuary did. They went depth research, and if he could find somebody that was a relative, then he would notify them. But majority of them, they can't. So he took them, and then he made a program where they would take them and bury them with honors at any of the cemeteries. Basically, the one here started was Igo. And that's how it actually started. He also did branches started to grow across the United States because they heard about it. And so there were branches all across the United States. And twice in the last 8 years, he has had started here with some that they have had Medal of Honor winners from even back as far as the Civil War. They brought them across country in a convoy, and they would hook up with all the other branches, and the highway patrol and the local police, they have they are allowed to go on the highways and streets. And then they went to Igo Cemetery, they went to the National Cemetery in Arlington, and they buried them all at one time. They've done that twice. So locally, what we do here, he does it like every other month. He accumulates 5, 6, 7, 8. The first one we did was they had 20 of them. And each one is honored separately. They only fold one flag, and then it is folded. And then each one is given the honor and then taken to columbarium and buried in the columbarium. And then they come back. We do a convoy over and a convoy back. And then we come back to the hall, and that's when they have the luncheon, and then we have another full ceremony goes on after the luncheon, and that's where we're giving certificates out for the veterans that were in Vietnam. That also we do out at the cemetery. They do the missing POW honors too, and they talk about the table and the.
Gotcha. Yeah, we know what the table is.
They do it out there, and they also do it again down at the hall, and then any new persons that were coming in from dignitaries that had certificates, proclamations. That's when they would do that at that time.
So we have a lot going on one day on the 30th. That it sounds like Saturday the 30th. We have the Missing in America out at the cemetery. You guys come into town. We go to the vets hall. you guys, Jim, have a little bit of a program that, goes on before we serve lunch.
The program will be first this year.
Yeah, yes. So the program will be first, then lunch.
Then the lunch.
And then it sounds like Missing in America. There's another bit that, goes on. So that's going to be a long day. So with all of that, we're going to take a quick break. Let all that absorb in. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A little Metallica to end the day. Thank you very much, Jared. Real quick, just I want to go do some little housekeeping, and then we'll get back. We'll talk. We'll end the show talking with you guys. Just want to remind everybody that the Veteran Spotlight today was brought to you by Fratelli's Pizza over where the old Angelo's Pizza used to be, and it is some good stuff. Go over there. Don't forget to do your taxes if you pay taxes. I'm going to look around the room. No, no, yes, yes, and all. Don't forget that. I know my wife, it's a rough time because of all the stuff that we have and do, and this is about the time she starts to try to pull her hair out and go. So thank you, Aileen, for doing that. I also want to remind everybody about Tim and Rose from the Can Do Spirit, who was here last week. They're still looking for some help welding for the REITs and all. I got one guy who's going to try to contact them. And then we're still looking for some real oak wood for Tim to be able to make some more of the oak stands to hold the wreath. So all their information is on our website, or on our Facebook page, and you can reach out to us at Manning the Watch. You can reach out to us at Facebook at Manning the Watch, or email at manningthewatch@outlook.com. And our next show will be on March 9th. And guys, so one of the things we try to do towards the end of the show is what did we learn today? And I'm going to say I learned a lot today. I learned my new best friend, Carl, across the table here. He and I are going to spend a little bit of time together and all. And I knew about the Missing in America deal. I knew about the lunch and all of that. But, Dad, what do you think you learned today?
Well, I learned that the Marine Corps started out where the Marine Corps should have started, in a tavern.
In a tavern, yeah. Let's go figure and all. Put it over to you guys. Did you learn anything today? Anything new come up that you didn't know?
I didn't know that who the guy that started the Marine Corps and why he was a major and being called a captain.
Yeah, that's I'm going to have to go.
I've always been a little confused about the Marines, but I love them anyway. Yeah. They're brothers, right? We're all brothers.
Yes, yes. I'm going to actually go find me. I'm going to go over to Barnes & Noble and find me an actual book on him instead of just the Wikipedia. I'm going to read that and learn more detail on that.
Really? When you put it on the air, let me know so I'll dial
in. Okay. Carl, did you learn anything today?
Well, I learned what I already knew, that there's a lot of veteran support in this community, and I'm very grateful for that. And as far as the captain and major thing and all, I'm not real clear on that, but
maybe because it was attached to the Navy at the beginning.
If you're a captain of a ship, it doesn't matter what rank you are, you're still the captain.
But he was just the captain of the Marines. So that's a little confusing,
right.
but that's Wikipedia too. So I'm going to educate myself on that so I can have a better question. Frank, I won't ask you if you learned anything because you wrote history before it happened.
Well, I did today because I learned that there's three different branches of the service. Well, two branches of the service here, but they're all Vietnam vets.
Yes.
Yes. That's what I learned today.
There you go. You didn't know that, right?
And so real quick before we have a couple of minutes left, I'm going to tell you, Carl, that I'll say it on the air. If no other Navy person is going to step up, I will. And I know my wife will as well. I'm not as artistic as you, but I know at least what I see and if I like it or if it's wrong. And we've all seen artwork. We look at it and you kind of cringe a little bit. You're like, oh, the baby's head's not supposed to be that big. Sorry. You know, or, you know, if you're drawing a baby in a picture with the, you know, Madonna, the baby's not supposed to look like a little grown adult. It's supposed to look like a baby. So, you know, you think some of the masters back in the Renaissance could have figured that out. But, hey, I wasn't there. I don't know what they were drinking or smoking or whatever back then. So, but I definitely would like to at least put my, you know, time and effort in there to see if we can even broach the idea of doing a Navy one, and then we'll figure out.
I'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Because as soon as I'm done with school, I won't have anything to do. Other than the honeydew list around the house. And she'll... Yes, yes. I'm driving the whole family crazy. So do we have any final thoughts, lunch stuff?
No, just inviting everyone to come and enjoy the lunch. There's no charge for it.
I was going
to
say, is there tickets?
No,
is there,
no, there's no charge for it. And I believe there's also a raffle going on that the chapter puts on, right, Frank? Are they going to do that this year or not?
At this point in time, I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway, come and enjoy the lunch. There's no charge. Come and support the Vietnam vets. We're all happy to see you.
Yeah. Carl, you have anything you want to end with?
I'm still an artist. I'm still more than willing to help any branch of the service come up with a monument. I'm a volunteer. I don't cost you any money. You might buy me lunch once in a while. That's appreciated. But
yeah,
I'm a veteran artist, and I would be honored to help.
But we're still accumulating some funds for the Vietnam Memorial. You guys talked about the hat at the Sons of Italy. Do you still have any of the red shirts that need to be sold off?
The red shirts are an ongoing project with the Vietnam Veterans of America.
Yes, I see. Yeah,
they support.
Because it's red, remember everyone deployed for Fridays.
And, the chapter sends out goodie boxes during the holiday season to all the service people overseas. And we sell the T-shirts to fundraise so we can pay for the postage.
Gotcha.
To do
okay.
That.
Okay.
That's what the red T-shirts are for.
Yeah, when I was still running my office, we wore red on Fridays, remember everyone deployed.
Yes.
And once even the non-veteran staff caught on to that, you'd see Fridays, everybody had red, even if it's more maroon or not, everybody starts wearing that red, that red, you know, and going. It's a big, well, Dad, you're colorblind. You could be wearing green for all you know.
But that's the important thing that most people, I don't believe, really are aware of, is that we're fundraising so we can pay the postage to send
things to
our people overseas.
Yes, sir.
When this all became
something,
or starting, Carl came with a little tiny monument about
I've
this.
I've seen
thing.
It. I've
he presented
seen
it to us to show us. Well, also brought a helmet with a little plastic box for donations. The donations went toward the monument as we got them. We still have that helmet. They don't go toward this any longer. This is not.
We're just going to the ongoing project.
What we do is we donate it back to the Vietnam Vets Chapter 357 to help offset some of the cost for this event that's coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a big, like you said earlier, Carl, we're all intertwined and it still goes to something.
Yeah, we still have the helmet sitting on the bar. It goes back to the Vietnam chapter.
But we'll definitely talk about, the boxes and all. I used to work with a group out of Chico. I don't remember their name, but they would put bins out in the community, get a bunch of stuff, and then the funds they raised was to pay for that little box from the post office. And as much as you can jam in there and then send it off to, the men and women overseas and that are deployed and all. So definitely support anything like that. I did all my time over there and I got a letter here and there, but nothing ever caught up to us because the Marine Corps Infantry 1-5, we were always on the move and trying to find, for the mail to catch up to you. It'd be just like you guys in Vietnam. What tree are you guys hiding behind today, Yeah, exactly. So it's hard when you're with the infantry or you're with the people that are constantly moving, and shifting around. And if you're at a forward operating base or somewhere, it's easier for that mail from their family and all to catch up to you. But there's men and women all over Iraq and God knows where else they're at right now. And that everybody would appreciate opening up a box and, a bag of jerky or something, don't send chocolate to anybody who's in a desert country because it just comes to them as one chocolate glob, it's a great, great cause on all of that. So we'll definitely get all of that information.
I let the people know that Carl has gone through the whole time from the beginning to now all of the facets of putting something together and learning more and more and more, even the textures of the metals and how they have to bend, which costs more. And now he has become a wizard in his own right.
Yes, a wizard. That's what we're calling you, Gandalf.
Carl the Wizard.
Carl the
Metallurgist.
Wizard. I'm going to write that down, Carl the Wizard.
I try. Thank you.
And he's a good man. That's the main thing.
The metallurgist. I'm going to write all that down.
Okay, good.
Surprise him with something. Okay, last 2 minutes before we go. We've had thank you both for coming in.
Well,
and I always like learning new stuff. I always like to know what's going on out there. You guys are always welcome to come back in and talk about anything that's veteran coming up, any other stuff that the Sons of Italy are doing. Well, we've got Frankie always tells us, and always welcome. And, Carl, you are always welcome to come back. We can talk about this stuff. And if Aileen was here, she would tell you, she'd tell me to shut up because I like art. That's my thing.
Can I interject something real quick? By the way, today and tomorrow at the Holiday Inn is a gun show.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it's going to be one of the last times that you're going to be able to buy ammo because they're pushing rules that you won't be able to buy ammo in the way you're buying it now.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness that's going on there, and I'm not even going to touch that subject here. I don't want to. Dad and I have had a lot of conversations about that, and I'm pretty sure I don't need to buy anything for the next 100-150 years. I'm pretty well. I'm all right in that position. So
smart man.
Yeah, I might pull out a couple of bucks here and there to buy some stuff before the, is it July 1st, something, some weird date like that. Doesn't matter. I'm good.
When your wife comes next week, right?
No, she won't be here next week either. Dad might not even be here. He doesn't know yet. He might not be here next week.
And I got that special guest coming in for you guys, too.
Well.
Tammy Walker.
Okay. Yeah, see, yeah, it's a scout. It's a big deal for the scouts. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. You have the watch until next week. Have a good weekend. Bye.
The news from.